Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Jake. Hey, Jake! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea for a story, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! Have you ever heard of Jake the Shark Racer? You haven't. Jake the Shark Racer is one of the fastest shark racers in the whole world. Yeah, shark racing is so fun. You see, there's special kids that have trained with sharks their entire lives. And, oh, yeah, the nice sharks, for sure. Not the mean ones. And you see, they hold onto the sharks, kind of like a horse race, and they hold onto the backs of the sharks and they race around the world in the ocean. Yeah, all the way around the world. It takes weeks. It's a very big race. And Jake, he was one of the fastest shark racers in the whole world. His best shark that he raced on, his name was Lightning. Yeah, because he was super, super fast. And Lightning the Shark and Jake, they were an incredible team. They were best buds. They always worked hard together. You see, shark racing, it takes a lot of practice. And to be a shark racer, you have to eat really good food and get big muscles and train to be extra strong because, remember, he has to hold on to the shark as the shark is swimming underwater, which, whew, that can be pretty fast. And so, as they would race around, they would meet all kinds of creatures because they would be traveling for days and days and weeks and weeks. Well, 3 days into this race, Jake and his shark, they needed to take a break. And Lightning, oh, he was breathing really heavy. He definitely needed a break. And so Jake and Lightning pulled over on the side of an island in the middle of the ocean. And it looked like there were a lot of sharks far behind them and only a couple in front. So they had some more work to do, but it was okay to take a break. And as they sat on the island, well, Lightning the Shark, he had to stay in the water, but Jake could sit on the beach. And as he sat there, he heard a sound. What is that? Jake had never heard a sound like that before. Oh my gosh, it's a baby seal. Hey, baby seal, are you okay? I can't find my mommy. Can you help me? Oh, I would love to help you. Well, wait a second. Oh, no. We're in the middle of a race. So, oh, no. If I help this seal, it's going to really slow us down. What do you think we should do? Should we help the seal? Yeah, me too. Okay. It's okay if that takes a little bit of time. We will make it up later, but we definitely have to help this seal get back to his mommy. And so Jake and Lightning offered the seal a free ride to where his mommy was. And the seal thought his mommy was on a different island, but I think it was nearby. Let's go that way. And so the three of them all swam. Well, Lightning the Shark was the one swimming, and Jake and the baby seal held on. And they had to hold on really tight. Whoa! You see, Jake forgot to tell the baby seal that Lightning the Shark was one of the fastest sharks in the whole world. And pretty soon, Mommy! The seal was so happy to find his mommy on that other island. All right, Lightning, are you ready to get back in the race? Let's go! Jake hopped on top of Lightning the Shark, and they took off. They had a lot of work to do to catch up back to the pack. But in just a couple hours, there they were. They had met back up with the shark racers. Whew, I'm glad we were able to help that seal. Lightning, I'm getting kind of tired, Jake said. It had been a long day and the sun was starting to set, which meant it was time for all the sharks to take a break for the night. As they pulled over to another island, they started to set up camp, and Jake heard another sound.
Hiccup! Hiccup! Hiccup!
What? Oh, hey, Mr. Frog, Jake said. This
hiccup
frog sounds like he
hiccup
has the hiccups. Oh, no, Jake said. I'm so sorry, Mr. Frog. The hiccups are the worst. Have you had the hiccups for a long time? And the frog nodded his head.
Yes. Hiccup. Can you help me?
This frog didn't know what to do. All right, Mr. Frog. My mom taught me a fun trick. Do you want to try it? All right. Turn 2 times to the left. 1, 2, turn 2 times to the right. 3, 4, and roll upside down and hold your breath. The frog was trying so hard to stop hiccuping, and then all of a sudden, he smiled.
I think it worked. Thank you.
And the frog jumped away. Oh, great. I love helping animals, Jake said. Oh, wait a second. Where'd everyone go? Wow, they had lost track of time, and all the other sharks had swam off the island while Jake and Lightning were helping that frog. Hurry, we gotta catch up. Let's go, let's go. Jake jumped on Lightning the shark to catch up. And oh my gosh, I think this is towards the end of the race. There's the finish line. Hurry, go, go, go. As all the sharks raced towards the finish line, Jake came in 4th place. Oh no. Jake was kind of sad. He really liked winning, and 4th place was not winning. Jake and Lightning the shark, they were kind of sad. But then Lightning told Jake, he said, Jake, I am so glad that you are my shark rider. Do you know why? Jake was still sad, and he shook his head no. You see, I love racing with you, and I love when we win, but I love that we get to help other creatures and help other animals. That is more important to me than winning. Jake couldn't believe his eyes. Lightning, you mean you like helping animals and helping other people more than winning? Lightning the shark nodded his head yes. You see, winning is fun, but do you know what feels really, really good? Yeah, it's helping other people. And that's what Jake and Lightning the shark learned today. That even though, you know, it takes extra time and in the middle of a race, it's kind of frustrating, but it feels so good to help other creatures, even better than winning. All right, I want you guys to think of a friend or someone in your family that today you can help them do something. Maybe help clean up, or maybe send them a pretty picture, or do something extra special for them. All right, guys, you have a great day. We'll see you next time, friends. Bye.